So my question is, what do you guys do, or in your experience, what have you done if the seller did not come to closing?
Okay, so is the sell? Do you still have communication with the seller or not?
No, he's MIA now.
MIA. Okay. Do you have any inkling, or do you feel like he's just trying to back out of the deal, or do you think something might have happened to him?
Probably just backing out of the deal.
Has the title company been able to get in contact with him or reach out to him within the week of the close?
So we were supposed to close end of month last month, right? Okay. And everything was going perfectly fine until 3 days before closing. All of a sudden, we can't get a hold of the seller.
You want to know exactly what I would do?
Sue him.
Let me show you. Let me show you what we do. So we file a lot of memorandums of contract. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you don't know how to do it, I have a YouTube video that explains the whole process, because I laid it out for training for my team. Let's see, how to file. Let's see, we got a scam. How to file memorandum contract. So in this video, I show you how to file a memorandum of contract using deeds.com. And how we got scammed by a seller, but we clouded the title. We were able to get the deal done. We've had a lot of these happen where people will back out or something will happen, but because we file memorandums of contract on the property, we're able to save our deals. So if you don't know how to do this, definitely watch this, because this will teach you how to protect your deals. So what I would do is I would tell the seller, I'd say, hey, seller, we haven't been able to reach you. I hope you're okay. But, you know, what happens a lot is people try to back out of agreements. So we have filed a memorandum of contract has been filed. So you're not going to be able to sell this house to anyone else. So we put a lien on your property and, look forward to hearing back from you so we can buy this house like we both agreed. Because I tell people that we filed the memorandum of contract. I text them. I'll call them. If they don't answer their call or text, I'll email them. I'll DM them on Facebook and Instagram. I'll send them a Venmo request. I'll hit them everywhere you can imagine, just because like we did all this work and you're going to try and back out. Try, right? Who knows what's going on with the seller? But if that's the case, they need to know like we're not playing around. And I had a deal about a couple months ago that the seller the day before close was like, yeah, I decided I don't want to sell anymore. And I was like, that's not how this works, man. Obviously you got a better offer. No one changes their mind the day before that they want to sell. And I said, we filed the memorandum contract. You're not gonna be able to sell this. And he's like, no, you guys can't do that. And the next day he closed because he knew, we weren't playing around. So watch that video. It will help you learn. So JR, was that helpful? I can unmute you and
That was helpful. Thanks.
All right, awesome. So guys, So now that we're kind of dived into helping JR, let me just introduce myself. So you guys, if you don't know who I am, my name is Nathan Payne. The reason I'm introducing myself is just because you guys might be like, why am I listening to Nathan? He doesn't know anything. So I've been wholesaling for about 4 years now. I went to Jerry's Fast Track about a year ago. I had already been wholesaling at that time, but I learned a lot. I wanted to create a relationship and get a mentor. So I've been cool with Jerry's, helped me out a lot. I have a wholesaling business and we do deals every month. I have a team of about 7 people. I also have a coaching arm of the business too, to help newer experienced investors as well. So that's what I do. And Jerry has asked me to call on his calls because he he's busy. So I can come in here and help. I can answer pretty much any question or help you guys in your business if you need. That's my goal, is just to provide value. So that's who I am. AJ, it looks like you raised your hand. What's up?
So, all right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. What's going on, brother?
I just had a couple quick questions. God, what were they? I should write them down. Dimitri, what was our question? It was about marketing and how much to spend and whether or not you're muted, Dimitri. So like
marketing.
I was watching one of Jerry's, you know, quick little videos, and it said something about, you know, you can expect to spend X number of dollars for X number of leads. And what I want to know is there, you know, I've always been told you can spend your time or you can spend your money. If I want to spend more of my time than money, what do you recommend we do?
Great questions, because this is what I teach, right? On my end. So the philosophy I run my business is you run marketing and you use your time. Cause if you just spend, like from my experience, it's like this, you're going to hit them big and then you're going to go a couple months or a month. Maybe you guys are way better acquisitions than my team, but we'll hit it big. We'll have a couple of deals and then it'll be like, we don't have a couple of deals until like a month or two. So in my business, what I tell my guys is you use your time and we market. So let me show you everything that I do in my business to get deals outside of spending. And to answer your question about marketing is, it's expensive. And most of the time it costs $3,000 to $5,000 to get a deal, whether that's pay-per-click, cold calling, texting, any of these channels that you use in marketing cost you know, $3,000 to $5,000. Maybe you can get it for cheaper, but then maybe it takes a while before you hit a deal and it accrues up. But PPC, Facebook ads, those kind of things, they tend to be more expensive. But the deals can be bigger because you can work out bigger spreads. But does that kind of answer your question, AJ? Like the spend is going to be around $3,000 to $5,000 per deal if you're spending and letting other people do. If you do it yourself, then obviously you're going to save some money on paying someone to text or cold call. But did that kind of answer your question on marketing?
Yeah, it answers it on marketing, but what can I do instead of spending $3,000 to $5,000 per deal on marketing? What do I do to spend, you know, X number of hours or, you know, whatever on my time to.
Great questions. So in my course, I teach what's called organic marketing strategies, which everybody knows, you know, nothing special, right? I just show people how to do it. So these are all the organic marketing strategies that I implement in my business and that we do. We do driving for dollars. That's tight, takes your time. But if you're driving around, you see a really crappy house, throw it on PropStream. There's a driving feature on PropStream. You can just throw the property in. You can do Deal Machine. Those cost like, you know, $150 a month, but that's pretty, I don't really count that as marketing spend because it's, you know, you're just doing it. So driving for dollars, knocking doors and flyering. That's like when I first started wholesaling, I knocked a lot of doors and I flyered and we got a couple deals that way. That is your time. And it can be effective because you can single out properties that are divorce, pre-foreclosure. I wouldn't recommend just going to a neighborhood and just knocking the whole neighborhood. You can drive, knock the door, talk to the seller. There's a new platform. I don't know. There's many platforms actually online where you can make offers. Sunday.com. I got a deal about 4 months ago, a $15,000 flip that we did, and I got it for free. It didn't cost me any marketing dollars. I just went in here and made an offer on this platform. I look for deals in real estate investing Facebook groups. I JV a lot with people. So I'll go into, for example, Utah. I am in Utah, so I'll look in the Facebook group of Utah and for anyone that's posting a deal, and I'll say, hey, either I want to buy that deal or, hey, I have great buyers. I can help you dispo it. That's free. Making offers on wholesalers deals. Most flippers don't run any paid marketing. They just look for deals through agents and they look through deals from wholesalers. So if you're not making offers on other wholesalers deals, either to buy them or JV with them, you're missing out. I've done lots of deals with wholesalers where I've just said, hey, I want to buy your house, knowing that they priced it lower, or maybe I made an offer that they accepted and then I just wholesaled it to someone else and made money. That didn't cost you any marketing. It just took your time. JVing, joint venturing. I have a Discord channel that I'm inviting anyone and everyone to. I've sectioned it out for people to put deals in here. So I can just reach out to people and say, hey, Jess, I see you have some multifamilies in Florida. Would you like to JV with me if I have a buyer? So I try to collaborate and network with people a lot to get deals organically. Let's see, where were we?
What? Tell me about your Discord. Is that your Discord channel?
Yeah, this is my Discord channel. So I've used Facebook a lot to JV, but Facebook limits what you can see. Like if you make a post, not everybody will see it. Like, you know, I have my own Facebook group and I'll make a post and Facebook will only show to like, I have 2,000 people in the group now, but it only showed to like 50. So I created this Discord because everybody can see what's going on. Facebook's not limiting it. So I created different channels. For example, Collaboration Nation, that's like for people who have a deal and they don't know how to lock it up or they need help. It's like, hey, let's get together. Let's help each other grow. And like this guy's, does anyone have buyers in Stone Mountain, Georgia? So these people are like, I do. So they're all working together to get deals because there's a lot of, I don't know if you guys are newbies, all of you guys, but there's a lot of guys that are hustlers that are like, hey, maybe I don't know a lot, but I'm going to hammer the phones. And I'm going to leverage those people by saying, hey, you know, if you find a deal in Stone Mountain, I got a great buyer. So that's Collaboration Nation in the Discord. You can collaborate with people. Deals should be used for deals under contract. So I've created this Discord so we can get through the fluff of Facebook and just have pure deals. And it's not perfect, guys. Like I got a lot of people posting here that are just, you know, posting in the wrong place and all that stuff. Anyway, that's how I'm trying to JV through using my Discord a lot. I'm giving you a lot of information, but you asked for it. So making posts in Facebook community groups. So a lot of people like will go into like a real estate Facebook group and they'll be like, where a bunch of wholesalers are. And they'll be like, hey, I buy houses for cash. And then I'll be like, no, duh. So does everybody in this Facebook community group. Like, why are you putting that? What I mean by making posts in Facebook community groups are yard sales, antique groups, like community groups where you can go in there and just like putting up a bandit sign, you go in there and say, hey, everybody that's selling their house in this yard sale group, I'm looking to buy a house. I'll pay top dollar. That's another way to market organically. Making offers on the MLS. That's exactly, Jerry teaches that we do that a ton. We have a system and a process in our CRM where we just hammer out offers all the time now. What's up, AJ? You got something else? Yeah.
Okay. So I have a house that I want to do a lease option on. It's property I've got. I'd like to, is it unrealistic for me to think that I could get $40,000 or $50,000 for a property that's in a good market that is priced at, you know, at market or right around market value, St. Henderson, Nevada?
Okay. Yeah, that's a great area. Are you saying 40 to 50 down?
Yes.
No, that's not, that's realistic. I you would have to probably find a buyer, like a Hispanic buyer that maybe has cash and can't qualify. And you could do a lease purchase, lease to own.
Okay. So that's why I've got two of those and I'm looking for buyers right now. I want to sell one. I want to lease option one of them and sell the other, but it doesn't matter which one I do that with.
Yeah, like we haven't done a lot of the lease options. We usually just wholesale ours but in the case of that happening, I have talked to a lot of agents that represent Latin buyers that have large downs, but they can't qualify to get in the house. I think you could do it depending on the property.
So in Facebook, what group would that be? Or where would I go? Discord or?
I mean, you got to.
Where would I go? Where would I start?
Do you speak Spanish?
Un poquito, muy, muy poquito.
Well, I mean, if you want to think outside the box, I speak Spanish. So whenever I'm looking for people to do work on my house, I go into the Facebook groups they say work, trabajos, which is work in Vegas. So for example, let me just show you trabajos in Utah. So that's jobs in Utah.
Yep.
So you could do that in Vegas. So 59,000 members of these dudes trying to find jobs in Utah. Post your deal in there.
Okay. But in Vegas, of course.
Now I'm just spitballing here, right? But that's the Hispanic community.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of people I know that are you know, looking for houses, not just the Hispanics, but that makes lots of sense.
And I'm sure you could Google like agents who represent Latinos buyers. But anyway, do you want me to continue?
That's good. That helps a lot.
Okay. Yeah, there's so many different organic ways. It's crazy. So for people to be like, there's no deals out there. We look at MLS deals all day. There's thousands of deals. We're nationwide. So yeah. we can do deals anywhere, but there's deals everywhere. Anyway, okay. That was my answer to that question. I think I got it for you, huh?
You nailed it. Thank you, Nathan. Okay.
All right. Let's see. We got Cody. Do you want to say something, Cody? I mean, I can just read your question, but do you just want to ask it? Maybe he's okay. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah. Just exactly what it says is prop scream a necessity, you know, for new investors?
No, not necessarily. I mean, if you're going to market, I would say it's very useful and helpful because you can pull lists, you can run comps, you can list stack. I know Flipster has some of the same capabilities. You guys, I think, being in Fast Track, have access to it. In my company, we just use Batch Leads and PropStream. Batch Leads to text, PropStream for lists, data, skip tracing sometimes. So is it necessary? It is very helpful if you're going to market. Now, if you're going to just do the organic stuff like I showed you, not necessarily. It's not really necessary because PropStream is mainly for pulling lists, skip tracing, you know, doing comps here and there. You don't need it to run comps necessarily. You could do it like with Zillow or other things. So I don't know if that helps you out a ton.
Well, let me just ask this. What is, because I'll be honest, as simple as this sounds,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I do struggle comping. I feel like I struggle comping quickly. So okay. what would be the quickest way? Like if I get an offer, like I'm connecting with people and, you know, you said Facebook groups, I'm probably getting messages or messaging, you know, 50 plus people a day, okay. You know, they're sending me deals, but it's like, what is the quickest and most efficient way to find out, is this a good deal or not?
Well, I mean, most of the time, if you want the quickest way is that you would just take a Zillow or a realtor.com or Redfin estimate and just say, do they have it for less than that? Right. Cause I also get a bunch of crap from people that they're just trying everything and anything. They don't even really have a deal. They're just like trying to have something stick. So the most efficient thing, like if you're getting a lot of crap, is just Zillow. And is it even less than Zillow? Cause I have a lot of people that like send me something at Zillow and I'll be like, okay, come on. Like Zillow's not that far off. I know it's not perfect, but you know, most of the time we're like 80% of Zillow of where we wholesale property, 70, like 85. But if they're not like quite below that, then I think it's not even worth me looking at. I had one before. Sorry, go ahead.
No. So the Zillow estimate though, that is as if the house was already renovated.
Yeah. So the Zillow estimate is an algorithm of just properties that have sold. So usually the homes that are being sold most of the time that is pulling are like updated properties on the MLS. When I look at the Zillow estimate, I think it's okay. This is what the house would sell for if it was updated, because Zillow doesn't know the condition of the home. So I think it's basing it off of like majority of homes that are selling in good condition.
Okay, cool. I appreciate that.
So that's my answer. But if you want to get good at comping, I teach people how to, I have a free like comp course that I'm just giving away because I needed to give it to my people. So if you want to learn how to comp using, you know, all these platforms, like I teach it, if you want to look at it, just throwing that out there.
No, I would love to. Where do I grab that from?
I will, I'll share it in the feed too. So I'll just show you what it looks like. So it's investorthrive.com and it's a free, it's for anybody on here who wants to improve on deal analysis. Cause honestly, I think if you don't know how to comp a deal, like you're in trouble. Cause you could get, someone could send you something and you could be like, well, I don't know if that's a deal. Like you have to master comping in order to be successful, in my opinion. So all you got to do is go to investorthrive.com. Create a user and log in. And then right here under deal analysis, it just shows you intro, basics to a good deal, finding good data to comp. It just kind of explain what I just explained to you. We use PropStream to comp. We use MLS access if you have it, Flipster, Zillow, Trulia. That's like our go-tos on comping. And how to analyze a property, the steps. So it's all there. It takes probably take you an hour to go through this thing. I think it'd be helpful if you're really looking at tons of deals all day, because that's what we do a lot too. We have a lot of people sending stuff, so we're always constantly analyzing.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
And all right, thank you.
The little chat here. All right, so we have, I think someone else chimed in too for your question. I don't think it's a must, but it does give you a lot of good info. Yeah, I agree 100%. So, and anybody, I've just been answering questions. Is there any more questions, you know, any comps? I think Kelly said he had one that he'd like me to comp, but before we go into comping, do we have any questions, any concerns? I mean, does anyone have even a property or seller they're working with and they're like, yeah, like, I think it's a deal, but I need help. Like, I want to help you guys make money, because that's why we're all here. We want to make money. So I want to talk about like money generating activities or how to help you guys further. So message in the chat. There's nothing, then we'll go into comping Kelly's property. Looks like you're ready, Kelly.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. No questions coming through. So what do you got for me?
I texted you the
property. You did. It's in the direct. It's a direct message, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
In South Orlando. You know, we talked about doing on-market deals. It's an on-market deal.
Okay.
It just came across it.
All right, let's take a look at this bad boy.
Yeah, I just want your opinion on, just kind of walk through the process with you on this.
All right.
I already have my opinions, but I want to kind of.
Yeah. It's always good to kind of gauge. So just for everyone on this call, this is like my process. I Google, and you'll be able to see this on the training, but I Google the property. I get it on Zillow. I get out my deal analyzer calculator, my flip calculator. Cause I always analyze these deals as if I'm going to flip them. And then I add in my spread if I'm going to wholesale it. So I get out my calculator and I get PropStream out, which I have a white labeled service of PropStream. It's just called REI Automator. So it's the same exact thing. Let's see. Okay. So those are the three things. A lot of my guys are starting to use like Redfin and Realtor. I stick with Zillow, but maybe I'll change. It's all the same to me. Right. I think I saw this one. Before I think I talked to the lady who had this. Is the owner like a lady?
Yeah, I have an acquisition guy that is talking to him on my behalf.
I think I saw this one or like back in the day. Nah, I could be wrong. Who knows? But it looks familiar.
It came online.
Okay. Yesterday. Multiple offers. I hate that. Oh yeah, they just think it's so hot. Okay, multiple offers, highest and best due by Wednesday. Okay. So first thing I do, you know how it is. I put the property. I think someone just did someone say something? Okay. I put the property in the Zillow tab right here. So it centers it. Usually it centers the property so I can see exactly what street it's on. I can get an idea. Let's go in here as well. Put the address. Are you thinking about wholesaling it or flipping it?
Depends. If there's enough margin. You know, I'm trying to go with higher margins. If there's margin,
okay,
then I'll flip it. If not, I'll wholesale it out. Okay. It'll wholesale out and rent nicely.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably, do you know what it rents for in this area?
Probably about $2,800 a month.
You, I don't know if you knew this, but this is what I check a lot to see what rents are for. I just go to For Rent, and then you can kind of see what properties are renting for.
Disney is moving 8,000 employees from California to here. And this is, you know, within that.
Yeah, you're right. People. It's gonna looks like it's between 2 and 2.7, 2.8.
Yeah.
AJ, did you raise your hand? Do you have something you want to say? I thought I saw him raise his hand. Okay. All right. So now we kind of know where the property is. So the first thing I do a quick glance to see like what's selling, because with the market's been so hot over the last, 2-3 years, it's hard to base stuff off of just, solds. So I kind of look at what's selling. So this is a fourth, I think it was a 4-3, right? So you can go over here to home type, just do homes. You can do a 4-3. Okay, so 320, that's the one we're looking at. Okay. Well, 450, about the same. The thing with not knowing the area and being virtual is like, I don't know if this side of the highway is like not as nice as this side.
Right.
We'll look at the comp. So this is selling for 520, a little bit bigger square footage than yours, but let's look at it. So they cut that price down. So that usually means, okay, it's not moving. Let's look at the pictures. So this is, I don't think this is a flip. This is probably just someone's house, but it looks like they've worked on it.
I agree.
Nice backyard. And the hard part is, right, it's not sold. So we don't know what it'll go for, but we're nice bathroom. That's nice. Hot. Okay. So how long has it been on the market? We'll look. 25 days. So they're getting a little antsy. They're like, oh, you know, it's not moving in 25 days. Let's drop this thing down. So let's just say 500,000 on that. Maybe it'll go for 500,000. Let's look at this one. Okay. Nice house. This is a newer build, right? So not probably hasn't been up. It's got a pool. 450. Do you know if that side of the highway is less desirable, or is it not? Does it not
really? I think they're probably pretty similar. I do not know. I've not physically been in that neighborhood, but I think all of those are about the same values.
Okay. I mean, just looking really like surfacey, I'd say this house is probably worth between 450 to 500,000.
Yeah, that's what I had. I had 475 is what I put on it.
So. Yeah. So if we go here to, so that's the problem with PropStream is, if you just look at the estimated value, you'd be like 342, no way, but you got to go into comparables and then you have to, you have to do a little bit of due diligence on it. So you want to kind of look what's selling in this area. So you got 1, 2, and 3. So you can take this off. Oh, sorry. So 1, 2, and 3, see what they sold for. 293, that's super low. So I look at those because I'm like, that must have been a piece of trash or something crazy. Okay, so that's kind of like a different style and old.
Look when it's sold though, right?
Hold on, that kind of looks like your house, brother.
Isn't kind of does, doesn't it?
That is that not the same house? Hold on.
No, it's not the same house. Kinda there's a ton like of houses that look just like that in Florida.
Oh, gosh. Okay, the garage is on the other side, but that
and it has that is a little higher profile.
Crazy, huh? That does look the same. Anyway, this was a year. This was 2021, so this was a while ago. But this is 405, 420. Okay, let's look at this one. So this sold. This is number one, right down the street, and for 420, and it just closed. 2 months ago. Okay. So let's look at the pictures. No pictures. And I'm sure if we look online, we could get them, but let's just say this is kind of giving us a more idea. Like it's going to be between let's just say 420 and 500,000. I would say less than 500,000 because these people that have listed it for 520, they got 4,000 square feet on you. I'm sorry, 400 square feet on you. And the build, the year that it was built might be a little bit different. Let's see. So year 1993, this one might be newer. Let's look. Okay, barely newer. But okay, so let's say four, what would you think? 450?
Yeah, more like 450 after that last little wave.
Okay. I think 450 is pretty solid. So what I do now is you want to kind of look at the property you're looking at and see how much repairs it's going to need. So let's kind of, I mean, the house doesn't look terrible. No. Flooring just needs to be painted. That kitchen, maybe.
I'd open it up a little bit.
Open it up. It's not terrible. Know. Countertops. Doors are fine. Let's see. I mean, I don't know what's going on. What's going on here? Do you know?
I don't know what was on there.
Who knows?
Maybe it had a door there.
That's outdated.
Yeah, it's gone.
Bathroom. Man, I don't know who was living in here where they did something crazy to it.
It's like they started to remodel it and just ran out of fun. How long's the last owner owned it?
The last owner owned it? I think where I would look is see where it sold. Okay, so let's see. Sold 2021. So it looks like they bought it for 185 in 2021. Wow.
Yeah, they just ran out of money and decided probably wanted to live there, fix it up.
Well, if they sell for 320, they're probably still going to make quite a bit. So, man, that's crazy. They got this. That's a deep. If I were there, I'd finish flipping that thing, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're going to leave $100,000 on the table if they don't finish it.
And I wish you could talk to him and be like, hey, man, like, let me just like take over your hard money loan or whatever you got going on. And anyway, so let's say it's for, where's the calendar? Okay. The calculator. So let's say 450. That house, I would say, what, like 80,000, 80 to 100,000?
To buy it?
No, in rehab.
Yeah, probably 80. I think I could do that one probably for 70, 65 to 70, actually.
Okay, let's just go 75. Right. So at 320, yeah, man, I meant if you play with the numbers, you got the hard money, down payment, 4 months to hold time, might even take five. If you can find someone cheap to list it for you and you do the buyer's commission for 2.5%, that's not a lot of money to make.
Nope. I'd have to probably get that at 275.
Yeah, and even if you're like, okay, let's see this thing goes for 475. Okay, then you're like, okay, I would do it, right? Yeah, it's hard because you're playing the game where you're like, it doesn't really make sense now, but it could be a good deal. Because most flippers that I've talked to, after expenses, everything, they want to make 10 to 12% of the ARV and profit, net profit. So like if you could sell this for 475, let's say that was the right number. Then it's like, okay, that's about 10%. That's probably worth it, right?
I bought it for 300. What's that look like?
Oh yeah, if you buy it for 300, it's totally worth
it. I'd probably do that then at 300.
So I would, I mean, I don't have access to the MLS or anything, but I would call an agent that you have good access, you're cool with down there, and just be like, hey, I'm looking at flipping this thing. What can you run a comp analysis? Will you tell me what you think this could sell for? I think it's going to be right between like 450, 500,000 by the time you're flipping it, unless something crazy happens to the market.
Now we can make that house really look great for not a ton of money.
Yeah. And you know what I've been looking at too, Kelly, is like, what if I just did the bare minimum and just got it like clean to wholesale it, right? So maybe you just put in some floors and do the kitchen countertop and the bathroom, right? That might cost you 25.
Okay.
And you might be able to sell
about the master bath.
Yeah, the master bath. And let's say you could maybe not get the full amount for it, but maybe 420. So then that's what we've been doing here in Utah. Is like, okay, we're looking at like how much it would cost to flip it completely. What about a wholesale or a light rehab? You're still if you run the numbers, you're still, you know, making some good money, and you know someone's going to pick some up like that, even if it's not that nice, you know, at that price point.
So how would you factor in the wholesaling on this if you were to wholesale this?
So all I do is I take the profit, the net profit, and I say, okay, I'm trying to make 15 on that. So then I just add 15 to the price because that the buyer is going to have to pay. So then he's like, okay, if I want to make 15, he's going to make 24. I just add in my wholesale fee here, and it makes their profit less. So I'm always looking at this as like, what's the deal? And then how much do I want to make? Okay, obviously I want to make 10K. Then they're going to make 30, and then I'm going to have to sell to them for 330.
Got it.
Yeah. But yeah, I think definitely make an offer on it. You just got to take your shot, because this is like they're saying multiple offers. Someone will probably come in there and pay like 330, 340 and just be an idiot. But
yeah, I'm sure they will.
But again, if you just look at that scenario, you're like, okay, 340.
They can't get a bank loan on, so it's definitely going to be a flipper.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you pay 340, you put 25 into it and just do a light rehab, I mean, you're making 18, but you didn't put that much into it, but still you're not making like, you know, the 10% that most people like to make. But some people probably do it because they're probably banking on it appreciating, low inventory. So
you think you looked at this one before, huh?
No, I think a lot of homes in this area, like you said, look like this. So anyway, was that helpful?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
All right. Yes, I like to watch the process.
Cool. All right. Let's see. We got Allie coming in, or Ollie. I don't know. Allie or Ollie. He says, I'm in the fast track program. How do I get funded for my first property? Do I have to go to? Okay. Ollie, do you want to ask me your question so I can.
So yeah, like I was like, that's my first week with this program. So.
Okay.
I've never like did stuff like that before, but I'm looking at a property to get it, fix it, and flip it.
Okay.
In Michigan. So, but I'm like kind of confused. So before I want to call the agent tomorrow, I want to know exactly if we agree on an offer, like how do I put it on the contract? And then step two, how would I get funding from Jerry, and what's his deal or the prices?
So like, the way Jerry has like the deal genie in the portal on Fast Track that you can submit your deal, and then he'll determine if it meets his criteria. So you would get it under contract under your name as you're going to buy it. Make sure you have a due diligence period in there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's what you would do is get under contract with the agent at the right price under your name or your LLC. Submit it to the deal genie. He'll tell you if he wants it. And if he doesn't, then you would obviously have to get a hard money loan from someone in your network up there. I have hard money lenders that I can refer you to. And then you would have to have private money for the down payment, because hard money lenders usually don't fund 100% of the deal. So you'd have to bring in, you know, 15% of the money, whether it's your money, private money, you're lending it from grandma, friends, family. So that's how you would fund your flip.
And my other question is, like, how do sometimes if we're getting funding and we can still say, like, cash, I'm going to offer you all cash to the agent. How do we is that like in a contract or how does that process go when they see how you're funding the deal?
Usually real estate agents in their contract, it will say like financing, and it will say cash, conventional. It will just determine. So you would just say, hey, I'm all cash. And just because even if you're getting hard money loan, that's still cash because it's not based on the qualification of like a bank to approve it or appraisal. So that's technically cash. Cash is hard money loan or private money.
If it was to be conventional, it'd be considered, I would have to put in the conventional loan, right?
Yeah, you'd have to go get approved, you know, go through the process, make sure you qualify for a mortgage.
Gotcha.
So make sure, see if you can get the deal. Next step would be to submit to Deal Genie see if he wants it. And I wouldn't even wait to see if Jerry wants it to flip it with you. I would do that, but at the same time, I'd start dispoing it and trying to sell it, wholesale it.
Right. Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah. Thank you.
Anytime. All right. Anybody else got some questions? We see that Oscar has a property he would like me to comp in the Woodlands, good old Woodlands, Texas. Oscar, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Just great. Thank you very much.
Good. You at the job? You grinding hard?
Yes, doing good. So far, I have presented several offers.
I love it.
This house I found out today is on market, and it's here in the Woodlands. And I did my job. I really would like to see what you get in order to see if I did it right or if I did it wrong.
All right, so you'd like me to comp this? All right, so this is just a very outdated, very big home. Very big rehab. I mean, Kelly might even be able to help out more on this. Like, this seems like a higher end. This is 5,000 square feet. Whew, that's big. Okay. So, I mean, to be honest, with big properties like this, I would not feel comfortable doing a rehab on here unless I got like a major discount. So it's $750. So I think in this house, in order to sell it for what other homes are selling for in the area, let's kind of see what other the quality of other flips in this area.
I was talking with Jerry about luxury homes, mm-hmm. and he said there's kind of a price break of money you put into it that means your risk is higher, so you need a bigger margin of profitability.
Right. Then like instead of like 10 or 12%, they probably want like 20 or...
Yeah, he said that if you're buying, let's go to the old 70% rule as an example. Mm-hmm. He may put it into a 50, 55, 60% rule because of the things that could go wrong. Things you don't know about, the time, contractors, inspections.
Right.
I can tell you 100
other things. We are using the 70% rule, am I right? Sorry. This market will use the 70%.
I mean, you can try and get the 70% rule, but it's hard right now. It does not a lot of people are selling it that price point right now, but let's just look at this one. So this one is selling for 1.1. It's about 13,000 square feet, 1300 square feet bigger. It's been on the market for 4 days. We don't know if it'll go for that, but it seems
an acre land.
It's got an acre.
Okay. Almost
an acre. Did I miss that? Okay, almost an acre. Very nice lawn. Looks like it's landscaped very nice. Bathrooms seem nice. Let's see. Bathroom, updated. Wine cellar. Okay. So your property that you sent me, let's see what we believe it would take. So this is 5,000, about the same size square bedrooms. Let's see. It's on the same size land. Zillow seems to think it's worth, let's see, $1 million. So it might be worth 1.1 if you really did a good job. Really outdated. So you're going to need a very nice kitchen.
The floors.
The staircases. I mean, you're probably going to need like some nicer than that. Whatever is happening here isn't good. New bathrooms. I mean, this is, what are you thinking? This is going to be a very, very expensive.
That'll be a complete, maybe not new. You don't even know what the plumbing and wiring is, but.
I mean, not only that, but look at the landscaping is neat, you know.
Yeah, that's gotta be clean.
So let's just go off of the calculator right here. So let's say this thing is worth 1.1 million. Okay. After you fix it up. And you get it for what they're asking for, 750,000. And this thing is 5,100 square feet. According to the calculator, everything, if you did everything, which just multiplies $40 times the square footage, it would be a $200,000 rehab, right? If you bought this at 750, you'd make $59,000. So I think, and it would probably take that would take months, right? Like 7 or 8 months.
Yeah, it'd take you a long time. You got to think about the type of materials you're going to use in there. A lot of this stuff's delayed even getting. I don't know. You'd have to be very specific on what you're putting in.
Yeah. So I would say most people are not going to flip a $1 million home to make 40,000. They're going to want to make 100, 200,000. Let's just say 200. They're going to want to make $200,000. So you would have to get this thing at around 550, 600,000. I would say you're going to need to get it offered between 550 and 600 to be safe. Cause I'm not touching this thing unless like I got a lot of cushion to make a lot of money in 8 months. So
yeah, that's what I offer.
Oh, you offered 550. Then I think you're spot on. I mean,
you have cash to take it down. I mean, it's going to cost you 100,000 plus probably to get the out of pocket. Plus carrying costs, whatever they're going to be out of pocket. So you got to be careful not to run yourself out of money if it takes longer.
Yeah. I don't know if you would plan on doing this, Oscar, or if you could wholesale it. If you wholesale this someone, you could make a quick 10, 15, maybe someone would take it on. I mean, I think someone would do this if they got, if you can get 50% off, I mean, someone's going to do it.
That would be the number.
That's my idea. Right, it is to wholesale it. I'm not planning to do it. I was thinking about 15,000. And wholesale it.
All right, let's get it. Good job. All right, that's my answer. You get an offer between 500 and 600,000. You got it. All right, let's see. Could you send me the hard money lenders you recommend for Michigan? Okay, Ali. Is that how you say it, Ali?
Yeah. Right? Yes.
So I'm going to share with you guys something. So in the Discord channel, if you go to free bonus resources, what I'm just giving away, under here is hard money lenders and other free resources. And it has it's got a bunch of links to like materials that you can use as wholesalers, like different services, Skip Genie, Skip Tracing, all this stuff. I was able to get this from someone and let's see. So if you go to, it says it's waiting. Okay. So if you go to private lender list 3000, there's, depending on where you need the hard money, there's thousands and thousands of hard money lenders, private money lenders. So if you guys want this, I can invite you guys all to the Discord. That's where you get it. So you just go there, free bonus materials at the top. It's hard money lenders. Okay. Does that help you out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Anytime. Like I said, guys, we're all in this together. Like there's an abundance of deals. My goal and all I do is to provide value to help because, you know, what goes around comes around. Maybe I'll help you guys out. And then one day you might say, hey, Nate, I need help disposing a deal or hey, whatever it can be. Like we're all here to help each other out. Okay. So we got about a couple minutes left on this call. Does anyone want to throw another question in the chat or just if no one's talking, you can just unmute yourself and ask me a question. I can, you know, try and answer anything you guys got. Nothing. All right. Well, guys, it's been a good call. I feel like, dropped some good stuff for you to take action. If you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. You can hit me up on Facebook, whatever. Here to help. So, yeah, I guess we're good. Nothing else.
It's good stuff, Nathan.
Hey, man.
Every time I hear your voice and you say a lot of good stuff. So,
Kelly, I appreciate the support, man. You make me feel like I'm doing something.
You are, man. You're killing it. I think anybody who wants to make progress. My rule of success is surround your people with people going where you're going and that are better than you. And you're definitely top. So
I learned I'm glad you like surround yourself with me. Cause I mean, you got some good stuff. I'm learning from you too. We just closed the deal today, by the way. It was one of our big, it's our biggest deal yet. It's $152,000.
Wow. Good job.
Yeah. So we're super excited about that. It was a house that we're going to wholesale. We're going to make like 70, but we're like, dude, let's just take it down. Let's put some repairs into it. We did a light rehab and it was, yeah, it was a banger. So we're excited. Yeah. We just, guys, I just want to give you guys some encouragement. Like this is, this business is not easy. Okay. Like if you join this fast track or whatever, if you've been doing this a while, it's a lot of action. It's a lot of work. It's worth it. But just know that the relationships you're building with agents, with others, is important for the growth in the future. Just don't look at yourself as like, hey, I'm by myself. Like you need to leverage people in this industry to help you grow, because it's not like sellers are just beating on your door for you to buy their house. So you got to leverage relationships, always be looking to improve, making offers. But if you put in the work, it's worth it. All right, everybody. All right, Kelly. Thanks for being on here. I'll talk to you guys later. We'll see you next week.
I'll catch you on one of your other days as well. So I'll see you soon.
You got it, man. See ya.
Right, bye.